February 3rd, and it's 11:02, and I'm the committee chair, Linda Butler. John Merchant, also personnel committee, is here. Amelia, interim manager. Diane, board secretary. Travis and Corey from the utilities department. Okay? That was the call to order. Comments from the public? No public. Discussion?
Public.
Gail's the reporter. So the first discussion is the update of the org chart. This is current until we hire a general manager, and then the structure of the org chart will change. And I don't have anything else to discuss about that. But
and the thing, and it was just minor changes that we made on this. I forgot to put the line going from the general manager to the utility supervisor and the chief plant operator. And then on the, I want to say it was accounting technician. We did one full-time employee for accounting technician, which the thing that we need to
who? Okay. What were you saying to me? The chief plant operator and the utilities supervisor
report to the general manager now.
Okay, now.
Well, as of last month.
Okay, and that some of this, as I mentioned, is definitely going to change when we hire a general manager. Thank you for putting security supervisor and updating Brandon's role and job description. And he is definitely in charge of gate security and gate patrol. Okay. That's it for the org chart, if I'm not mistaken. Anything else that anybody has to say?
No.
Okay. General manager update. And I'm going to cover hiring a general manager. It's some work that I did to prepare us for what the general manager position should be like. And I'm going to have to get some water.
Yes, ma'am. Let me get that.
Okay.
No, this is just coffee. Sorry.
That's okay. I used several things when I was preparing this, several documents. And the first and one of the most important ones, because they actually tell you what each position, the general manager and the boards of directors, what they do and shouldn't do and all of that sort of stuff. So I've put it in 5 or 6 different packets. And so if you need a copy of it, you can find it just about anywhere. And it was written and presented as a part of the board of directors handbook from CSDA. So that's really important. And then the California government code, pretty simple, but that's what we're supposed to be living by. And then the CSDA Leadership Academy that I went to and most of the directors have gone to in preparation for being a board member is very, spends a lot of time on what the board's responsibilities are. And so I found that to be very helpful in in reviewing this stuff. My main concern or general concern about hiring a general manager and the board's responsibility is that we don't do what we've done in the past, and that is assume that the general manager is going to do everything and that the board kind of oversees that, but not really. And that has been, from my perspective, one of the bigger problems that we've had in working with general managers. The summary and the job description of my draft number 2, and it's also in John's, that the position of the general manager is vital to the district and its residents while serving at the pleasure of the board. The general manager will be responsible for the implementation of the district's mission, vision, and objectives/goals. The general manager does not create those missions, visions, and objectives. The board correct.
Yes.
What is the word? The board does that. And in order to do that, we have to have a strategic planning committee meeting because we don't know what our goals are anymore. The last one was in 2021. So that is high on my list of things that we have got to set some time aside and do sooner rather than later. We obviously have a lot of stuff to do. I'm hoping that we may be able to do that before we hire a general manager. I don't know if one way or the other is better, but we don't know exactly what we're going to get in a general manager, but we do and should know what our goals are and our vision is for the and our mission. I've read the mission statement. John's read the mission statement. It's useless. And so that has to be redone, all of it. And we have to have a vision. I don't even know if anybody has a vision. We have a lot of personal agendas, but having a vision for the community is something else altogether. So, again, that's one of the things I hope we can tackle sooner rather than later. We got to start on it, and then it kind of fell apart over some legal issues. And we still, I think the company that we picked would still be a good company, and I think that in general it would we could make it work out well, and hopefully
as soon as we get direction that it's time to move that process along.
I know you've always been in favor of it. Yeah.
I mean.
Okay.
As
so
as soon as you're ready, I'm ready.
All right, that's good. So as a board, that direction is important. Some of the other things are identifying core values that guide the district, establishing and supporting the policies and structure of, this is the GM, structure of the district, overseeing financial resources necessary to fund the district, guiding employee relations, serving as a community leaders, community leader. So, I'm sorry, that's the role of the board. There's a couple pages here, and I hope that everybody reads it. And like I said, when I was working on a job description, and then John and I worked on a job description together, that was my guiding light, was dividing the roles between the board and the general manager and making them as specific as possible and as clear as possible. And so when a general manager is hired, that we are comfortable with the job description that we've put out and the preferences that we will have put out. And what else? Collaboration. Yes, there are things we direct the general manager to do, and that is important. And there are things that the general manager is responsible for doing under our direction. And it's not a question of stifling the general manager. It's a question, or my favorite, this is not, it relates to you, but it's not just you. My favorite comment from many people, well, you can't take away the general manager's, you know, job or ability to run the district. No. We don't want to do that. We want the general manager to do that job. But we don't want the general manager to do it without the collaboration of the board or without the information going to the board. So some days I feel like I'm preaching to the choir, and that's a good thing because that means we've got support in the job description that we're creating. Okay, so I won't drone on about that anymore. I do, like I said, want to make sure that we're talking about vision, mission, and goals sometime in the near future in a strategic planning committee. Okay, so the job description, John and I wrote one and John wrote one, and they're pretty similar, but John, if it's okay with you, we're going to put you and I together when, you know, just work when we're discussing the.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. they're basically pretty similar. And so I don't think I have a lot of issues one way or the other. I do have a pet peeve, and that is word salad. I don't believe that you put a paragraph full of stuff that somebody's going to do or needs to acknowledge or whatever. I believe that you take it apart. I am a fan of the bullet point. And I think I'm addicted to bullet points.
Yes, I would say so.
So having said that, I think I made my summary and John's summary, the responsibility of implementation of the district's mission, blah, blah, blah. I think that that's fine. I don't know if... I think that the district has to use all three of those as a guiding, well, the mission, yeah. John, you wrote it out, district mission, vision, and objectives at the beginning. So I'm comfortable with that if that works for you.
Yeah. Okay. Why don't we...
I have one other thing.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Instead of saying periodically, I want to say regularly.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah.
Okay, got it.
But
I have a plan in my later on for a training module for the general manager, which we've also never done. So, anyway.
So let me. We did agree that, and it's prevalent in a lot of these job descriptions that they start with, you know, a chapter.
Yeah.
It's even worse in the director of operations. I mean, that thing is, you know, and we'll talk about that later on because I want you guys to look at it. I'm not finished with it, but I cut up the first part of it and made it more succinct, I think. But I think you can't escape the overall description of the job, and then I broke out in the second part of it the scope of the assignment to kind of like put in context what this person is responsible for managing. So it says the GM is responsible for the implementation of the district's mission, vision, and objectives. Okay. As chief executive officer, the GM makes recommendations to the board concerning long-range goals and strategic plans. The GM at all times uses the district's mission statement as a guiding principle. And I kind of like the mission statement. And I'll tell you what it says, and I like it because it doesn't say a lot.
It doesn't say anything.
It says,
we need a new mission statement.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, we
it
do.
Says, it says, and, you know, we had one at the CBS Corporation, the largest media company in the world,
right,
that was about the same size. Okay? It says, deliver superior community services and respond to the needs of the residents in a professional manner. That's what we do here. I mean, success is measured by the fact of two dials. One says hot and one says cold. And when you turn them, magic happens. Something goes out of the middle. Okay? So I like that, you know, and we can have that. And we had back in 2005, I think we had three or four meetings with a consultant, I believe, if I remember right, 25 years ago, that reduced it down to that level. We used to have it on the wall here, but it disappeared years ago. I don't know what happened to it. And in the scope of assignment, okay, it kind of defines the area and responsibility in which this person operates. And we identify that as California Special District with a population of 6,300. It presently brings water and sewer to 3,000 water connections, give or take, and it will soon become an urban district, urban water district. The district also produces recycled water, which irrigates two 18-hole golf courses. Its budget exceeds $10 million. the district employs, again, an estimate 60 persons. It is its elected board of directors is responsible for the hiring of the general manager, who manages all aspects of the day-to-day operations. As required by California law, and then we cite the code, the general manager serves at the pleasure of the board.
And then
one more thing before, you know, you can get into all these essential duties.
But I want to go back.
And then I identify the supervisory responsibility, and basically, if we're talking about the same type of organizational structure, that's
similar.
That's three people. That's the director of finance and accounting, the director of operations, and the manager of administration. Everything else,
I think,
drops
IT,
below that level.
I think IT
estimation.
Belongs in there also, because at some point there may be a assistant to the IT person, and then they become a department.
Well, they're a department, but they report to, you can pick it, they report to one of those three levels. You don't have the IT department reporting to the general manager.
That's in the current IRC structure, and also in the IRC structure when Mimi added that role.
Well, yeah, and you can add the role, or you could do it the way we used to do it, but I don't see where, you know, the general manager participates on a day-by-day basis, okay? You know, setting goals and objectives and approving contracts and making key decisions on what we use for CMMS, or do we go to phones versus wire for transmission. All of that stuff may result in a decision at a higher level, but that decision comes up there from another source.
Agreed.
So that's kind of where, okay, you got, you know, that chart changes to where there's three direct reports, and below them are parts of the organization that filter up. So that's the way I see it anyway. But
I think
we have the director of finance and accounting, director of operations, manager of administration, and what about security?
Security falls under, I think it falls down below that. I don't see where you have to have high-level day-to-day reporting and security to the general manager. Just to finish the comment, you know, I think, you know, if there's something going on in the gate operations, you know, or there's something going on, you know, that's operational related, that it comes up through another source to the general manager. I'm trying to restrict the high level decision making process at the general manager level, and the reason for that is even more importantly to me. And you know, if security winds up on the top line because somebody wants to put it there, that's fine. I'm not going to fight that. I don't care much. What I do care about is that we're focusing on, you know, this is a water district. It's a special district, but it's a water district. It does water, sewer, and drainage, okay, in a big way. And you know, $9 of the $10 million goes to those three operations, and I think the focus at that level is, and we've never done this before, and we failed like five times in a row. We've never had somebody that's managed a special district assume this role, and we've never had somebody who's managed a water district assume this role, and that goes all the way back to when Ed retired. And Ed started here early in the game when the district was very young, and Ed retired a long time later and moved through the process of being a district engineer, okay, and acquired the administrative background that was necessary along the way. Once Ed retired and we went forward, we never concentrated those skills into that position, and
so
here we are.
I need to put my 10 cents worth in here. Security is managed by the security supervisor, who is Brandon Areno. He needs a boss.
Yeah.
And it should be the general manager. And the reason it should be the general manager is because the general manager oversees all of the other supervisory positions. So it's not that he's going to have monthly meetings with them or whatever, but Brandon is a supervisor. And so that supervisor should report to the general manager. Supervision of staff and employees belongs to the general manager.
Here's.
So you have to look at it in the same context, though, of Travis and Corey. They have a director of operations. Travis has, I want to say, 5, 4, 8, I'm guessing, underneath them. They report to the director of operations, who reports to the general manager. So then security and IT would report to your manager of administration, who then reports to the general manager. The same organizational structure with a different...
The manager of administration is not in charge of supervising.
Sure they are. They could be. They're a manager.
They could be. They're a manager.
I mean, it's not, you know, and you know, I suppose neither of us is going to really control what happens here. I mean, it's we're going to have to get approval on these job descriptions at the board level, are we not? So,
we
don't have to go to the union though.
Huh?
They don't have to go to the union, but they do have to be approved.
No, because they're not represented employees.
No. Yeah. But for this job description, I'll send it to HR now, and then I'll also send it over to Patrick to make sure that it encompasses all of those legal responsibilities a general manager has, right?
Yeah, and one of the concerns I have, and it's kind of been, it's varied from time to time and manager to manager. I mean, we've had points in our history where we've had a general manager doing 35% of his work in security. Okay,
yeah.
I mean, you know, whether it be you know, handling complaints or resolving disputes or anything connected with it. I'm more interested in breaking down the allocation of time into water, sewer, and drainage.
Yes.
But that's the reasoning that I have behind what I'm saying. I mean, if you have managers, you let them manage.
And that's what the security supervisor is going to do. They're going to manage the security department. But that supervisor has to answer to somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, the director, the manager of administration, and then also have the HR and all those things funnel up to that position. Manager of operations and manager of finance, those are so removed from security and HR. Travis, a different perspective.
I have a question.
Yes.
When Chief Rumson was here and we had the chief of security.
That's the yeah. same as
they went,
Brandon.
They went straight to the general manager.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
We no longer have the chief.
Yes, we
job.
Do.
We do.
His name is Brandon Arena.
No, but I'm talking about the job title.
Oh, it was. Okay. The title is misleading.
Right.
We can't use that title now because we don't have two positions. We have one position.
Right. So basically what we're saying right now is Brandon is the top dog of the security. And there is no one above
like
him.
Like Cecilia is the top dog of finance.
So you could legitimately say he is the chief of security. Doesn't have that particular title. So he should, that position who runs that department should report directly to the general manager, just
yep.
like every other
That's
department
right.
that the person that runs that department, no matter what you, whatever the title is,
right,
reports directly to the GM.
That's
so the person
that's
that runs that department should report directly to the GM.
And that is
just
that
my two cents.
No, that, I appreciate
that is,
the comment.
That is the structure that is established with the director of finance and accounting, director of operations when we get a new one, and manager of administration. They all report. They're supervisors, and they all report to the general manager.
Who's the manager of administration? Or is that a
we
new?
Don't.
It will be if if when we get through with hiring a general manager, there'll either be one here or we're going to hire one.
Oh, I am. Yeah. Okay, so it's a new position. Okay.
I mean, we're going to restructure, at least my vision of it is, that we're going to restructure all the administration-related activities into one area, mm-hmm. which drops down to the district secretary and all that other stuff, and then have, you know, finance and accounting focused and water operations focused. And I see this hiring process, you know, I'm not in favor of I have special district experience, I manage the cemetery.
Right.
You know, that's not what I'm looking for.
Nope.
You know, and we have tried this 4 times, and the consistency remains that in every case that we've hired a general manager, they have never managed a district either at first or a second level, and they've never managed water operations at a first or a second level. So,
and the board wasn't managing it either.
Huh?
And the board wasn't managing
it. Well, you know, the board's not supposed to manage it. Day-to-day operations.
I'm just saying,
it's supposed to be in here.
I know. I agree. I'm just saying, as an experience, nobody was managing.
So then let's get back to the topic, if I may, which is the general manager job description. So let's take this kind of subject.
That's what we're talking about.
Off of this table.
No, that's what's in there. That's what's in this general manager's job description. That makes a difference. We may be finished talking about it, but
like how we're going to restructure the organization is
vital.
Okay, so then that should have been the topic on the agenda.
It's part of the topic under hiring a general manager and drafting a general manager's job description.
Okay, great.
So, and then in the, you know, I don't know how you want to go through these, but I tried to divide them into duties and then subsequently into skills that are required to accomplish those.
I have one suggestion. Under essential duties, the general manager is not doing the operational budget. That's the financial manager. So the general manager should not present the annual operating budget. The financial manager should present the budget. The general manager contributes information to the financial manager.
Well, what I put in here is they direct, review, and approve the timely preparation of the annual administrative and operational budgets.
But
that's what they do.
It's Cecilia who will present the annual operating budget and approval to the board.
Yeah, if that's what the general manager decides, yeah. That's the general manager's job.
But we're not hiring a general manager to do a budget.
Yes, we are, because if he doesn't do one, we're going to fire him.
We have a financial manager to do the budget.
The general manager who says, Cecilia, it's time to start working on the budget.
Right.
And here's the budget timeline.
Right.
Here's the dates that I want everything to be in by. And then that person says, this looks good, or no, we need to add more money to this capital, et cetera, et cetera.
Well,
it's the difference between the person who's the financial manager, and we have a great one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she is responsible for collecting all the data. And who's responsible for giving her as much of the data as necessary? The general manager.
The department heads.
No, the general manager doesn't do that. The general manager is going to tell Cecilia, we're going to start the process, and here's when I want to do the first. I want to do the first review, okay? And then I want to do the second review. And when we're done, okay, I'm going to approve what you've presented to me, and I'm going to take that to the board. Now, if he says, when we take it to the board, you can make the slides and you can delegate. That's up to him. Whatever he wants to do. But his job is to make sure that that gets done. And that's the most important job, really, that he has, other than delivering on the mission statement, which means hot and cold. You know, that's more important. Well, you can't do one without the other. So that's, I mean, all of this stuff that I put in here is not necessarily things that manager will do himself or herself. It's all of the stuff that we have to do and the general manager is responsible for delivering. I mean,
exactly.
He or she is responsible for what the district does or fails to do.
So
quite
the
honestly.
General manager says, Cecilia, get the budget ready. Okay, let me look at the budget. That makes sense. Now I need you to present the budget to the board at the meeting.
Right.
Right?
The financial manager has to collect all the data, all the information, all the columns, all the whatever.
Yeah.
And in order to assist or help bring that information, mm-hmm. that general manager, in my mind, goes to the staff of water operations, of what the other three, water operations, manager of administration. She goes, and she doesn't, but the general manager, since he's supervising these departments, ultimately supervising these departments, would go to the head of the department and collect all the information that's needed to do like CIPs from operations.
Well, that's what the word directs says. It says, and how it gets done is more relevant to Cecilia's job description than it is this one.
Yeah.
I mean, the mechanical things that have to happen, okay?
Have nothing to do with the general manager.
The general manager is going to tell her, you need to start this. Let's have a meeting next Tuesday, and then we'll have the final meeting a week from Tuesday, and then we'll go to the board with this and we'll present it, and he can say, you know, you do the, and I'm sure he will.
Yeah.
That's the way we usually do these things. But it's not addressed in this kind of detail in this job description.
Well, and it's like this. The general manager says to the district secretary, I need you to put a timeline together of all the pieces and parts of the budget. And included in that are when we go to the newspaper, what day it has to be reported to the board, what day the Prop 218 notice goes out. So all those details. Now, the general manager has told the district secretary to do that. And she, the district secretary, works with the finance director to get those dates in. And the general manager has also told the finance director, you go to the director of operations, the security person, and you get what they want for their CIPs. You get the money that they need to spend. And you put that into the budget, and you figure out what the rates need to be. And so that general manager is just kind of overseeing the whole process, yes?
Yeah. That was my take on it.
I just thought that the
financial manager would be the person who presented the annual operating budget.
I would hope so.
To the board of directors. Well, under here it's a
No, and we're not going to say we're not going to you know give specific instructions below the level of total responsibility for directing, reviewing, and approving before
right.
it comes to the board. I mean, how that person decides they want to do it, this general manager, is really the flexibility that we give in that situation to the general manager.
Right.
I mean...
Okay, it just...
That person doesn't go and do any of the busy work on it. He just makes sure that it's getting done. Right?
So there's, and then, I don't know as you go through these,
I don't have anything else besides that.
Okay, that was, then if that's where we're going and that works, then we can translate this into one document. What's more important is this education and experience thing, because that's gonna sort out who we're looking for and... You know, I copied this 5-year thing, and I'm not real comfortable with 5 years. I mean, I don't know in my career that I was out there actually physically directing and managing a $10 million company with 60 employees. If I was, If I was the assistant or the number two person in line at El Dorado Irrigation District, I would consider you seriously because they're about 10 times the size of us.
Right.
And they do, you know, right. they have a staff equivalent to what we have as an organization. They have their own lawyers, okay? I mean, they have, the director of operations up there schedules a meeting once a week with the general manager. Okay, he doesn't walk in and say, hey, I got a problem. He has, right. has okay. a weekly meeting because this guy is up here making $375,000 a year. The number two guy there is maybe the guy I'm interested in.
I agree. I would like to say no less than 5 years experience managing a public or private utility.
Can I please?
Travis has 5 years experience.
Go ahead, Linda.
Yeah. I wrote for three or four different committee meetings and board meetings, consider the following district preferences when examining candidates. I had originally put 5 to 8 years, and then everybody said, well, you know, we might not get somebody for, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I changed that. Make it 5 to 8 years. Make it 8 years. Make it 15 years if you want to. The point is we need a commitment from a person who's going to work as a general manager. And if 5 years is too little, then let's make it 8. Do what you want with that. The point is that we need a commitment to the district.
Okay, yeah, but don't confuse that with experience. If you put 5, I think the guy with 8 is not going to pay any attention to this. If you want to downgrade the importance of the job, make it 5 years, make it 3 years, you know, make it, you know,
no, because
3 days out of Sac State. I don't, you know.
The reason you have a commitment at all is because you want to hire somebody who is literally not just taking up space. We want somebody who can commit to the community as well as, you know, the job, which is the district. So pick the number of years that you want. Underneath it, I said a candidate with management experience, if possible, knowledge of or experience in a CSD agency. These were the beginnings of what we were working on as far, and the committee was working on, and it was just me for a while, and to work collaboratively with staff and board, a commitment to resolving issues and problems for the benefit of the community. Find a way to fit that stuff in, what you wrote, John.
I've been thinking about this, finding somebody who is going to commit to be here for a certain number of years, and that sounds like a contract. And if it's an 8-year contract, that means that if the general manager isn't what you were looking for in 2 years, does that mean that we're still obligated to pay that person?
No.
I don't know how you...
You don't put that in the contract. What I said is a willingness to make a commitment. You can take the number out completely if you want to.
Don't mix up. The person who has 8 to 10 years of management experience in a water district can be committed or will be committed. They must be if they've hung on for 10 years where they're working now.
Right.
So that has nothing to do. What you are doing, setting this at 5 years of experience, and I like the addition of the word management experience. That's an oversight on my part. I think you are setting the bar low. If you wind up having no other choice, that's a whole different thing. But why start out setting the bar low?
So I'm going to say this one more time. This was the beginning. This was not carved in stone or anything else. What I personally was looking for in preferences is some way to get pulled together what a general manager that would work in this district would look like. And so personally, as a committee chair, we've jumped into this when we haven't finished the job description. When we get to the point where we're looking at John's lengthy but accurate description of how we're going to inform a recruiter or somebody who's going to HR, you know, the process that has to go through, we're going to tell them this. We're not necessarily telling the candidate this. This is what we want to hopefully get in a person, along with, you know, education, management skills, you know, all that stuff. This is kind of almost a wish list of what kind of person we want, and we may not get it, and we might be very lucky to get one of the three, somebody with management skills. We may not get somebody from a district. We may not get somebody from a water district. They might not just be out there at this point in time. So in the back of our minds, and when we're having a recruiter looking for somebody, my general observation or in putting this together simply was to say we need to make sure that we're hiring somebody who has some of these abilities to make some of these things happen. They want to work with the board. They don't want to just run roughshod over the board. They want to work with the board. They want to make a commitment. We've had three managers that had said we're out of here in 3 years. So 5 years or 8 years seems like a pretty good wish list for a person. When you write the contract, I don't think it's even legal to put in how many years you're working. You know, you would.
Yeah, you can put in as many years as you want.
Okay,
but
well,
it doesn't.
That's when you do
it's
the
not,
contract.
It's, but it doesn't. It's not prison. You're not. If you put 5 years in there, they don't go to jail if they don't stay 5 years. I mean, you know, this is America. This is not, you know, maybe it's not America. Who knows? But
consider the following district preferences. It's just what we would like to see. So, I'm pretty done with this.
I agree that you can, you don't just hand the job description to the search firm. I mean, You're telling the search firm a different story. This is what you do to execute the job, but the kind of person we're looking for might have an understanding of the fact that, well, we've had, you know, 5 years of financial crisis where we couldn't publish a financial statement or get an audit accomplished. You know, we got surveyed by the grand jury once. We've had five managers in 10 years, and basically we are, you know, I at least my opinion is, you know, we're kind of seeing light at the end of the tunnel here. So if you've had some experience with crisis management, you might be a good candidate for this job. If you can work in a closely confined, demanding district,
right,
where the voice of the community is probably much more prevalent on a day-to-day basis than it is in the El Dorado Irrigation District, you know, where they have 300,000 connections or whatever they got. Those are the kinds of things that lend me to believe that this is not somebody at a junior management level that's been working in the business for 5 years. It's not. It's... And you know, you
could
you
we
can't,
please just drop the 5 year thing? And
no, well, hopefully we will. Maybe we won't even specify.
No.
I mean,
fine.
I mean, but then you get, when you don't specify, then the recruiter in the front end of this is weeding out the assistant manager at Taco Bell. Okay, there, you know, you're going to get 100 resumes here. Well, maybe not. I don't know what the economy looks like. But it has to, you know, before I would be looking for, I would be trying to instruct a recruiter who's going to get these who's going to get these and shuffle them to personnel for a screening,
right,
and then send them to us. Basically, on the front end of this, I want to look at three candidates that have been fully vetted.
Right.
I mean, I don't want to look at 17, and we've been there. And I've been in meetings in that conference room where we went through like seven of them or eight of them, and 15 minutes into the interview, they, you know, what are they doing here?
We've digressed.
No, but what I'm trying to say here is there's two pieces of this puzzle.
Absolutely.
One is this is the job we're hiring you to do, and in the screening process, this is the piece of paper that tells you what we're
doing.
That is
exactly how I had set this up originally. It is still exactly the way I think it should be done. But we have to come up with a general manager's job description. And I don't think we need to consider those two things separately, because the job description is the job description of job and
That's
responsibilities
correct.
And duties.
Right.
When we get that done, then we need to go to the how is this general manager's job description and duties put out to a search firm or an Indeed or any of those, preferably, I mean, search for the Indeed thing is going to go on the resume and the job description, but what we want to do in conjunction with the job description is we want to let whoever's looking for this person for us understand and know that there are qualifications that you don't write in a job description, and this is what we're looking for. That, to me, is separate in terms of tasks. That's what we need to do after we agree to the job description.
That's correct.
Okay.
And we'll get into that in a minute. But what else, if this is the job description, okay, in the job description, we're not going to identify all of the non duty and responsibility
right.
elements of the job. So
right.
if this is what we consider to be that, then how close are we to getting this done? Because we can't do the other one until we do this one.
Right.
So what's missing from here that makes this not work?
It does work.
Okay. So we
it
got
does
one.
Work. I had a couple of
Yeah, and I saw
corrections.
Them. I got the comments. And I you know, if you want to put it, you know, into this, because this has got to go to the board for approval, does it not?
Yes, sir, it does.
So if you want to start with the IT person in there, I will argue against it, and if I lose, I lose. You know, I mean,
it doesn't, it's not a, I'm not falling on that sword.
No, I'm, you know.
So whatever you want to do with the IT person,
I would put, if you, you know, and I understand the argument for the supervisor of security.
Thank you. That I will fall on
and,
the sword.
And then I would, I guess, ask the question that if he is doing the exact same job as the chief did, then why are we calling him a supervisor?
That is a question that you could ask, yes.
It is. Okay, and I will.
Thank
so,
you,
but... So start
call
with
him
it.
We'll staff. We'll decide on it.
We'll put him in there. You know, as we have with all these three other folks. But the IT person, I believe, is it on an operating basis. When Corey needs his phones delivered. Okay, he's got a better shot. Or, first of all, it's time management as well as it is anything else. I mean, you start at a level where you have a person in consistent contact with the general manager on a day-to-day basis. That's those three people in the top line, or the four people in the top line. So, you know, if you can't get results, well, first of all, if the general manager says no, then that's the way life works. But I believe that on an operating basis, if we're gonna buy a new cloud-based system, That's a high-level decision, and it's a contract. We've covered that in here. If we're talking about, you know, establishing priorities, and that's a fight, then you can take that up through the ranks to get a decision on who gets first choice and who goes second. But on a basic operating, I just spilled coffee on my keyboard. That's not a general manager responsibility. Okay.
You know what, though? Like, as far as signing contracts or buying any cloud-based systems, those are all items that are going to roll up to the board anyway. So
exactly.
I don't think that it would be like the IT manager to go and look at different systems and then come with a recommendation to the general manager and say, this is what I think is best, and the general manager will say, go back to the drawing board, or I love it, or right? And then take it to the board. So I think that that's kind of like a stopgap before everything in the world gets up to the board.
And
because if the board gets too much information,
there's a second discussion after we hammer out the initial. You know, we're talking about putting someone in there that does analysis and does, you know, contract review. Somewhere in there, that may be a sidebar to a GM, like, you know, take this and review it till we take it to the board, or do the preliminary work on it before we make it into a contract and take it to the board. So, we don't have, nor should we, okay, for board approval, have supervisors and lower level managers writing contracts. Contracts should be, and most of what we do here is by contract, by law. You know, you create that, and there's a liaison that happens in there with the district council on most of these.
Yes.
So, anyway, that's not in this
organizational chart. So are we now back to
that's another discussion once we get past at least this level.
So are we now thinking that we don't have a security supervisor, that we have some other title?
No, we're not. We can't do that here. We'll, okay. If you're going to put him on the top line of reporting to the general manager, then you have to put him in there.
Okay, that's fine.
As he
that's
exists
what I would,
today.
That's what I would recommend.
If you want to change that later, you can do that.
No.
In the current job description, I think it might be a little bit more clear where it just says, under administrative direction of the board of directors, direct supervision to department heads.
That's perfect,
so,
yeah.
Right? I mean, so that way we're not locked into, well, we decided that it's not the director of finance and accounting anymore, it's the director of finance. So then every 5 minutes I don't have to go back and change this job description. I think that keeping it more generic might be...
Before we issue it, then it has to go to the board and they have to create those labels in the way that they want it. I mean, we can't just say we no longer have a director of finance and administration,
right?
Which is what we have now.
Yeah.
So
to get rid of the administration part.
And that one is fairly easy because that's a title change. The ones that these guys have is a disaster.
Okay. When I put together my job description duties, I had a summary, and then I had under supervision, I had the general manager will receive supervision under this administrative direction of the board of directors. The general manager will provide direct supervision of department managers.
Yeah, that's what it says in the current job description. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Fine.
John, well, how do you feel about that? Because this is opening up another conversation, sir, of, well, what is the manager of administration? What does that person do?
Well, that's what you have to support that with job descriptions. I mean, until you establish this one, you can't drop down and rewrite another one. But what this says, you know, again, I took the word salad out of it. The GM directly supervises the following key management in the execution of his or her total responsibility for the LAFCO authorized departments of water, sewer, drainage, security, and solid waste management.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's what he does. She does. And that's, I don't think you need to use any more sentences than that to fully describe what the reporting authority is for the people that are listed below him in this report, in this job description.
All right.
So.
And would you let me begin preparing the job description for a manager of administration, sir?
I'm sorry.
Would you like me to start
He has that information.
Oh, he's got that? Or are you going to give me a draft of that? Or?
I don't
We
have
haven't
that.
Started that yet.
I don't have that yet.
I gave you two.
But you got to, I'm really, there's two things we got to worry about, okay?
Okay.
That are people that are not yet present in the building, okay? One is this person, and one is the director of operations. I mean,
yeah.
I need, before we rewrite ones, that we have people doing the work now. I really think we need to get those two done and get them out and find some people to take these jobs.
So then, yes, with the help of Travis and Corey, revising the Director of Operations job description, they have
Amelia, excuse me, that's on the agenda to talk about a water operations. We need to finish this.
Sure.
So is this good with your comments?
Mm-hmm, that's fine.
Okay. Type that one up.
I'll take that up and I'll present it to you.
Oh, one other thing. Under the work, this is what I was going for. Under the work environment, I believe it is important to put one sentence at the end that says, this position is not a remote work position.
Agreed. I have it here.
So can we add that?
Yes.
Or some better way of putting it if you want to?
Okay.
All right. Discussion item, replacement of water operations manager. I took the liberty of jotting down some thoughts on this. We have a position. It exists. We don't need to create a new position with new directives with, what was the latest one? Project manager. We have a water operations manager description, and we also have a budget for a water operations manager. So the position is available, and it's budgeted for. It is a necessary level of supervision.
So I just got this far, and I'm not finished with it. But this is like two more sentences longer than the other one, but I'm trying to take.
In talking to these guys,
okay. I think I better understand how the inside management and outside management of role that this position assumes. Might work more efficiently.
Well, can we just assume that we are going to have a water operations manager?
Yeah, we are.
And
or
can
a
we
director of operations,
whatever you want to call them. And my points that I made was just to clarify a little bit of what you might want to put in the water operations job description. This is just to say basically that we need an water operations manager, and we need that level of supervision.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, and I also made the point that while we have three preferences for the general manager, and if I think I have them right, the management experience, district experience, water knowledge, and experience. Those three were three things that we said we wanted to have. If we can find them in a general manager. So if we don't get all three of them, we might get one. We might get two. If the one thing we can't find is a candidate that has water experience or experience in the district, then we still need a water operations manager. That's my point. And I also put in there that we must ensure this this primary district responsibility is well-staffed and supervised. Current and future issues, water shortage, emergency water development issues, and massive infrastructure issues need a full-time staff person to guide us through what is coming before us. I just thought that it would be a good idea to kind of look at this in relation to hiring the general manager and go back to the reality that we need a water operations manager.
Yeah, and
that's kind of what when I started to work on here.
So I mean, I'm here in the personnel department to basically say, I think we better get a water operations manager, period. I mean, we need to do that. I don't know how the timing on that works with hiring a general manager. Can we do them both at the same time? I don't think we should wait until we get a general manager to do the water operations
manager. I don't think we should wait either.
Okay, so that's all I had to say about that.
Okay, let me read this. It comes from some conversations I had with these guys. The director of operations is responsible for the hands-on diversion, storage, and delivery of reliable, safe, and high-quality water. Okay, that's the mission statement. The director is responsible for maintaining consistent and superior customer service to the residents of the district. He or she directly manages the day-to-day work of subordinate managers and supervisors. Ongoing coordination with his or her staff. Ongoing coordination with his or her staff ensures the ability to successfully manage this department. The district expects the director of operations to be highly visible in the field. The district very much believes that management by walking around is an extremely effective tool in this critical management position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah? No?
Yeah.
Bravo.
Okay. And if you can AI or Google management by walking around. It was taught to me at a crazed management organization, the CBS Corporation.
Right.
Okay. I get sent up to Harvard twice. Okay. So that's what you do. Okay. And then what I've been trying to sort through is, you know, all these other job descriptions everything's in them, but it's an epistle, it's a book,
mm-hmm.
and what I'm trying to do is break down the essential duties that the director of operation does into like categories and then bullet points, water treatment and wastewater treatment. And I need to expand that. I wanted to find a better way to say above ground and below ground.
Right. But the director of operations is oversees both.
Yes, no, and that's why I've only started to work on one. I haven't started to work on the other.
Just, you know, all aspects of the water and wastewater infrastructure.
Yes.
You know. I mean, you don't have to denote but above ground, below ground. It's just they are responsible for both.
Yeah, you know? And your position is you know, inside the same organization, but in a lot of ways distinctly different from Corey's.
Absolutely.
So I want to identify, okay, how these duties of this person relate to the two sides of the house that actually, you know, keep the lights on. Okay, I want to clearly define. Okay, this is what you and he do together, and this is what Corey and he do together. And And I'm part of the way through it, and I think I have everything I need to finish a draft of it, but I've been trying to pick it out of, like, all this stuff.
Can I just, the one thing that we've missed on the past two director of operations is they haven't met certification requirements.
Yes.
On one side or the other.
Right.
And that, in my opinion, that position should have the certifications that are needed. It shouldn't just fall onto one person.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause just like you said, if I got hit by a cupcake truck tomorrow,
pie truck.
I like cupcakes, then we'd be in a little bit of an issue.
Yeah.
So I think the person that you hire should either have the certifications already or to be able to realistically get them within a designated period of time.
Right.
Because if you hire somebody that has zero wastewater experience, he ain't getting a grade 4.
No.
Within 18 months.
Right.
It's virtually impossible. And because technically, legally, if he doesn't have a wastewater cert, he can't tell anybody to do anything in regards to the operations of the wastewater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, it's important that you make sure that the person has the certifications required for the job.
Right. So yeah, in structuring this, what I'm trying to do, and I've gotten some of yours pulled out of this stuff, is to define how the responsibilities and relationships fall between you and Corey, and then there's another section equally as important, but not, you know, that deals with the relationship with management and the contracts and that kind of stuff. That's a third part of these essential duties. And there's a lot more of them, quite honestly, in this than there are in that, because it's getting a little bit, every level you drop in job descriptions, you get more and more specific. You know, until you get down to make the coffee, you're, you know, from the GM down to the bottom, they change. So, you know, I don't think it's going to take very long to finish this. And, you know, I was going to talk a little bit about it in our staff meeting, and then maybe by the time we have the next one, I can finish it, you know. So, and then we'll bring them both to the board. We still have 2-3 weeks here, don't we? Well, when's the meeting?
It's not 19th? Next week. It's the week after.
Yeah.
Week after next.
If we survive the 10th, we have a meeting on the 19th. What?
The 18th, sir.
Okay. We'll get definitely one, but I'll shoot for two.
So let me make sure I understand what we're doing. We're going to take the general manager job description with the changes that we discussed today to the board. I'll get that over to Patrick for review to make sure that we're managing our legal requirements for the job, for the general manager. And then we'll also take the director of operations revisions up to the board, and you'll have those over to us.
And I don't know if I get it to where we could bring it to the board and discuss it. If I can finish it,
okay.
You know, it there's calendar wise, there's not another chance to bring it back here.
No, but
well, if you want to bring it back here, we could set up another meeting, another committee meeting.
Could do that. Yeah, that's fine.
Or if the committee feels like it's heading the right direction and wants to authorize it with whatever revisions you're going to continue to make in the job description to go to the board, that's okay too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because the directors of operations is pretty cut and dry, it seems like. If those are your instructions. Okay, now can I go back and pick the nit about the
This is the one that John wrote.
Mm-hmm.
I am adding security supervisor on this line, or I am not?
Yes.
Thank you very much, sir. And the manager of administration, I'm going to leave that as a to-be-determined job description, just so that I'm ready when they say, well, where's the job description for this?
Correct.
Okay. There are...
I gave you two pieces of paper.
Yeah, we have... But they're not... There's nothing really...
No, there is a job description for an admin manager. There is one.
I haven't seen it. I don't think.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
I think you gave it to me. But then there's another one that you did that described everything that you do.
Right.
That is admin manager work. And I gave them both to you, John.
Yeah, okay. No, but I meant that we didn't have anything
formalized. Well, there is one, but it's
formally approved.
Yeah.
Right.
No, we're going to look at it. She understands what it's at.
Okay.
Okay. So then I'll probably add that on my notes.
And would you, on the bottom of the job description, I didn't get into all this. You know,
I'll just take it from what we have on all the other job descriptions.
Yeah,
right. Put it on. Yeah,
you know,
and we're going to add that one
about sense. We're not. Yeah, we don't work from home.
A good pair of shoes, and you know, all that other stuff that comes. Driver's license.
Awesome.
Okay. Any other director or staff comments?
I did want to say one more thing, if I may. For item number 5, replacement of water operations manager, that's going to go to the board as an action. If I may, I would like that to go to the board as an action item.
Do it.
To approve the new job description and begin the hiring process for an operations manager.
Yeah.
Right.
And we have that, as I understand it anyway, we had that mandate in the ad hoc committee to hire a search firm and...
Right.
That I don't. That's a contract, so that's got to come back here anyway. Correct? If we pick one,
pick an executive search company. Yeah, Patrick gave us 3 or 4 of them.
Yes.
I haven't talked to them. I've looked at job descriptions and postings from 2 of them.
Okay.
So far, I mean.
Because we want to.
So
get
does that have to go out to
RFP?
RFP.
Probably, depending on the fee, it's going to be variable depending on how much you wind up paying.
I can't cross my heart on this one, but it seems like we just got 3 bids when we did it for the last time we had the general manager search. I just was instructed to go out and get 3 bids for that and not do an RFP. Would those be your instructions, sir?
Yeah, it would be mine, but
yeah.
I don't
yeah.
know.
No. Yeah. Let's,
as long as that's within the legal structure, yeah.
So then the committee could, if you'd like, instruct me to bring the revised job description for the general manager, and then a separate item to bring those 3 bids to the board for the search and to begin the search.
Okay.
Right.
Does that sound okay?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because I want to talk to those folks before we, you know, there's and the other one that I've had some dialogue with and I've worked with because of Cecilia is Robert Half.
Robert Half.
That's who we started talking about.
You know, I don't know. They're trying to convince me that they're not totally accounted related and they have a lot of reach, but I'm not sure yet. I'm not committed to anything, really.
They're not as used to working with public agencies as the other 3 recommendations.
Yeah, yeah. I was just rather impressed with so far with every candidate they've sent over here and how highly qualified they are.
But 3 bits for recruiting and...
We're not using who we used last time. That's for
sure. Oh, my God. No.
Let's not even talk about them. Bring to board... plus start the search. Awesome.
So is that it?
Yes. So thank you for giving me the direction that I needed so that we can move it forward, right?
Meeting's adjourned.
If there's no comments, yeah, cool. Meeting's adjourned. 12:16.